Previously on Criminal Minds.
The remains aren't related to the same killer. Where's he been for 10 years?
Killing.
Unsolved case files going back 30 years. Same MO. Right rib bone is missing.
I'm Frank.
I thought I'd seen the very worst of what humanity had to offer. Till you. A killing machine. Incapable of remorse, compassion, love.
Early toxicological investigations of the victim's blood indicated high levels of ketamine.
Ketamine is primarily a horse tranquilizer.
Jane, run.
In street lingo, it's known as being stuck in a K-hole.
Whatever it is he came for is coming here to this diner.
Jane.
Oh, he has the children, Jane.
Give me Jane, and they'll have their children back. With Jane in my life, I will never harm another human being.
Most prolific serial killer ever.
What do you want, honey?
Something flowery.
Flowery? Okay, well, help me out here.
Purple?
Purple.
Maybe not purple.
Come on, man.
More of a mix of something.
You're killing me here. Make up your mind.
Hey, back off, pal.
What did I do?
I wasn't talking to you. I guess roses.
Are you on a date?
No, Hold on the roses, will you?
And you didn't tell me?
Tell you what, I'm not on a date. I'm just buying flowers.
For who?
Old college friend.
How'd you tell me something? Did roses say the wrong thing?
What do you want to say?
Welcome, hi, good to see you. Sorry, I'm so damn late.
Roses say more than that.
Face it, buddy. You want some action? It's the roses.
She's right.
You have a yellow flowers. They're like, they're little yellow flowers. They look like dandelions or like weeds.
But they're not weeds. They have a little black spot in the middle.
But they don't have a black spot. They're sort of round and puffy.
Button mums.
Do you have those? Can I see what those are?
Mine is a date.
I'm not on a date. Exactly. Well, how about some white stuff? And, you know, make it look puffy.
Thank you, Brad.
Okay, great, sorry. I don't know what else, whatever looks good. So what do you need?
I got a request from Safeguard for personnel files on certain agents.
So it's an annual evaluation. Who cares?
It's 6 months early, Jason. It's not a routine evaluation. I think it's an assessment of the BAU. They're redistributing funds. They're making cuts in all departments.
So what are they going to take, the jet? I prefer trains anyway.
Well, I think we may lose more than that. It's been a hard year for us, Jason. You know what happened to Morgan in Chicago? We both know about Reed's issues, El Greenaway suspect killed, it all adds up.
For what?
The only file they didn't request was mine.
$30? What, are you kidding me?
Should have seen the price of the roses.
Of course.
Thanks. Hey, Hotch, you're the best unit chief I know.
Jason, I'm the only unit chief you know.
You need a break off. Kiss your family and...
Impossible.
What?
All right. Never mind.
We both need a break. Jason.
Yeah?
Button mums are something you give your mother.
Yeah. Good night.
Good night. Have fun.
Sorry, I'm so late. I got caught up at the office.
What is your fascination with birds, Jason? Paintings of birds, etchings of birds, books about birds.
Frank, please don't hurt her.
Birders can be extremely single-minded in their pursuits, almost obsessional.
She's innocent. She's somebody I knew a long time ago.
Are you obsessional, Jason? Do you lie awake at night and think about the bird in the doorway?
Please, Frank, please don't involve her.
Have you seen my Jane lately, Jason? I know she came here, to Washington, to find you.
Fuck!
I want her back.
Thank you.
I choose my friends for their good looks, my acquaintances for their good characters, my enemies for their good intellects. Oscar Wilde.
I've never seen you like this.
You've not seen what I've seen.
You chose the BAU.
True. I enjoy my work, even when in the pursuit to understand why a person feels the compelling need to brutally torture, murder, dismember a child, mother, a father, an entire family. The unsub's devoid of any morality, humanity, remorse. When caught, often come to believe that we're the only ones who understand them. And they're right, we do. Otherwise, how could we catch them?
Tell me what happened Friday, after Agent Gideon called you.
About 7:15, I got a page requesting the BAU at 181 Arthur Street, Agent Gideon's apartment.
Gideon.
I call his cell. It's right there. Seems he left in a hurry.
PD thinks he did this?
They have six witnesses who saw him running down the street covered in blood wielding a gun.
Okay, he was probably chasing the son of a bitch who did do this.
Either way, we're under strict orders not to get in the way of the investigation. Gideon's a suspect. We're his colleagues.
Conflict of interest. There's no way to ask for our help.
Which he needs badly right now.
Well, who spoke to him last?
I did about 2 hours ago.
What did he say?
He said he was late for a date.
Do we even know who she is?
An old school friend. We're conflicted out of the investigation. We're just here to answer questions the MPD might have, so we need to assess what we can while we can.
Evisceration of the torso, removal of various organs. The guy's clearly a sexually sadistic psychopath.
He's well versed with a scalpel. He's done this before. We need to at least get photos.
JJ, your cell phone. Get as many as you can, as quickly as you can, and get them to Garcia.
Oh, JJ. It's Friday night. The cute guy from counterterrorism. Three cocktails in, I am looking at second base, so this better be good.
It's far from good. Where are you? Gideon's apartment.
No sign of forced entry. Why?
Everything is as it was. Nothing has been disturbed. Wine poured, but not drank.
The victim simply let the assailant in. And why wouldn't she? She was waiting for Gideon.
It's his home. Forensics won't find any defensive wounds.
Why?
Because she didn't defend herself. She couldn't. He came here looking for Gideon, and he found her. Now, he knew he didn't have a lot of time, but here she is, and here he stands. A sexual sadist. A psychopath with the need to kill just as natural as his need to breathe.
He moved swiftly. Every stroke of his blade exact. From lower torso to throat. She was awake the entire time until mercifully she passed away. The toxicology report will find high levels of ketamine in her blood. He opened her up, removed her lower right rib bone, which is missing.
Francis, left hand.
That looks like part of the rib bone.
It was a gift. It's human rib bones.
Frank's back.
This is who we think it is. He took the rib bones as gifts to give to Jane.
And yet this one he gave back to Sarah. Why?
It's not for Sarah. It's for us. It's a message.
What is that?
We need to tell the police what we found.
Wait.
For what?
If we know anything about Frank, he wouldn't have left a trace of his DNA in here. There are a number of ways this scene can be interpreted, and all of them could indicate Gideon.
And as long as Frank's out there, we can't afford to stop and explain any of it.
Last time he did all this for Jane.
Well, things seem to have changed radically.
Maybe she's dead. They had a lover's quarrel and he killed her.
If he came here looking for Gideon, maybe he found him.
Let's go find out where Gideon went. Who is this?
I nearly had him.
Where are you?
I saw him walking off down the street. He was just walking. He dropped something in the trash out in the street. I couldn't get a clean shot. The streets were too crowded.
Was Jane with him?
No. But I saw her when I was talking to you. I saw her in the street seconds before he called me.
He called you?
He came after me. He came to my home.
And he's out of his comfort zone. In a big city with feds who know what he looks like.
It's my fault. It's me who wanted. And if I hadn't been late, she'd still be alive. You go sugar hatch.
Jason.
I'm coming in.
No. Do that, and this investigation moves inside an interrogation room, and by the time the cops catch up, we're going to be looking at more dead bodies. He's going to change who he goes after. He has to. We know who Frank is. We don't know the why. You help us find out the why, and we'll catch him.
For that, I'm going to need my files.
I'll have Garcia bring them to you. You find someplace quiet where you can work. And Jason, we'll get him.
Frank had to have come out the same way down this street. If they saw Gideon, they saw Frank.
Well, we know Frank will do whatever it takes to blend in and not stand out.
Well, to avoid attracting attention, he would have simply walked calmly out of that crime scene.
The evisceration of Sarah, though, means he would have been soaked in her blood.
No, he had access to Gideon's closet. He cleans up, gets a change of clothes, he's out.
Yet he left no trace of evidence at the crime scene.
Gideon said he dumped it en route.
You spoke with Gideon?
Where is he, Hutch? He's safe.
Well, that's all the proof we need, right? We can turn him over to the MPD now.
By the time this comes back from the lab, Frank's long gone.
If the cops find out we're hiding evidence and a material witness from them...
We're not hiding evidence. We'll give this to forensics, let them search for DNA. We'll look for Frank.
Agent Morgan?
What the hell?
They say beauty can cover a multitude of sins.
What?
Well, underneath it all...
We all look exactly the same.
That's Frank. He said that to me in the diner.
Give me Jane, or I'll kill them all.
Frank thinks we have Jane?
We need to find her fast.
Can I miss her muscle, though?
Nervous whistle. Stop it. Stop it. Everything's cool, Garcia. We're just a kitten found in lonely, dark parking lot. Throat slashed ear to ear. Horrific. Tragic. With the very files of one of the most prolific serial killers ever. Tonight he remains at large, the blood of Quantico's finest. Oh, God! Oh, my God!
Drive!
Yes, drive! Drive where?
Just drive.
Gideon saw Jane just before Frank called him. If we find Jane, we'll find Frank.
Last time we found Frank, he outsmarted us.
He took a busload of children hostage. He gave us no options.
He's not going to give us any now.
Frank's message, he said, I'll kill them all. Who's he referring to?
JJ?
Yeah, Gideon had a book, a black leather-bound book. Garcia discovered something.
Looks like the first page has been ripped out. You can only really see what's left on the side of the page, but it's definitely Gideon's handwriting. Looks like some kind of a list.
It's his murder book.
Murder book?
When he opens it to the first page, it reminds him why he does what he does.
It's a list of all the people he's ever saved. Names, dates, personal details.
And now Frank has the list.
Frank said, I'll kill them all. That's who he's going after.
At least the ones he can get to. The ones that are nearby.
JJ, start locating all the possible targets. We need to call them and warn them.
Got it.
Can we tell Gideon?
Absolutely not. We need to find out who Frank is first.
I'm sorry for your loss, Jason, truly.
Thank you very much for doing this. You're a good friend.
Security knows you're here. Take care of him.
I grabbed everything I could find pertaining to the case.
Curtis Polyglottis, Mockingbird, it provided insights into the origin of syntax. Essential first steps into the evolution of human language. If we stand any chance of stopping him, we need to understand the evolution of Frank. But created.
Took these from Gideon's office.
What about Jane?
I gave photos of Jane and Frank to all media outlets, and I'm liaising with Washington MPD.
JJ, if you locate her, make sure we're the first to interrogate her. Don't let PD get to her.
Is that wise?
No, but it is in order. Whatever you do, bring her here first. She's the only one who knows who Frank is.
So far, we've narrowed down to 9 possible targets.
Their contact details are in the files. Everybody grab a phone. Let's start calling. 5 sugars. Wow.
I have a sweet tooth.
Thank you for coming, but it really wasn't necessary.
We at the BAU like to follow up on our victims.
She's in the basement downstairs!
Is the house on fire? Get me out of here! Hurry!
Let's go, we got no time!
I try not to think of myself as a victim.
That's good. Very healthy. A sound strategy. Oh my, this is perfect.
I am glad to get a chance to personally thank you.
You wrote me this lovely letter. I keep it at home.
You were the only member of the team I didn't get a chance to meet face to face, Agent Gideon.
Call me Jason. Did you know recent studies into female rape victims found that a high proportion of them later in life are raped again?
No, I wasn't raped.
It's almost as if they emit a kind of signal.
But I wasn't raped.
But you are on a list.
A list?
A list of lives saved. How are you saved, Rebecca? What happened to you?
What happened?
Your letter was so nonspecific.
But don't you...
Were you afraid? I've never felt the feeling of fear. Apparently, I'm incapable. Tell me, Rebecca. What's it feel like? Fear.
I should get that.
Saved by the bell.
Hello? Rebecca Bryan? Hi, this is Jennifer Drouet with the FBI. He's not Agent Gideon, is he? Excuse me?
Rebecca, this is Agent Hotchner. If you can, very calmly excuse yourself and get out of the house. Can you do that?
Rebecca, just calmly hang up, walk to your door, and leave. Okay? Rebecca? What's going on? Rebecca!
Rebecca? Rebecca?
I regret to inform you that Rebecca's name should be moved to a new list.
Frank, we don't have her.
We do not have Jane.
I will not stop until I have her back.
Frank.
Frank.
Clear.
Clear.
Come on.
Nothing could have stopped this.
Guys. We've got a note from Frank. 7 a.m. Union Station.
All 8 other targets on that list are safe and accounted for.
We've missed someone or something now that he's set a meeting.
He's going to raise the stakes. Just like he did last time. He's going to make it impossible for us to not trade Jane for whoever he's got.
Yeah, JJ.
I think I found Jane. Beat cops picked up a woman who was ranting and raving about needing to talk to the BAU. She assaulted one of the police officers. She's being processed as we speak.
Okay, so what have we missed?
Frank's incapable of experiencing normal feelings.
Yeah, but he takes what normal people hold sacred.
Children.
JJ, I'm going to have Prentice call you to find out where to pick up Jane. We'll all meet back at the BAU. I'm going to wait for the crime scene unit.
No, I heard you. You're going after children again.
I also need you to look at relocations, anything involving children, families that have moved into the D.C. area since the case.
I'm on it.
This is hopeless. We don't even know Frank's surname.
We do know the only person ever to survive abduction by Frank.
Jane. He fell in love with her.
Oh, he was a psychopath. He's incapable of emotionally bonding with anyone. And he was prepared to risk everything to have her. Amongst all those he killed, there has to be one constant, one repetitious act. A break from pattern. One he's probably not even aware of.
If they don't come soon, somebody's gonna get hurt!
If you don't shut the hell up, you'll get hurt.
I would like to leave now! I don't want to be here! Hello? Hello? Excuse me!
Shut it.
Please, I don't want to be in here!
Shut the hell up!
Who are you? Shut up! Shut up!
Jane? Come in here and get this mouthy bitch out of here.
Back off.
Agent Prentice, FBI. FBI? Do you remember me from Nevada?
I asked for Agent Gideon.
We know. We'll bring you to him.
Agent Gideon's right, you know. Frank, he can't feel love. He wants to, but he can't. He's coming for me, you know.
He's already here.
Tracy Bell and her family relocated to McLean, Virginia 8 months ago. It's her, Hotch. She's the only one who's not accounted for.
FBI!
Yeah, we need a crime scene, too.
That's my house.
Mr. Bell?
Let us in. My daughter's in there.
You can't go in right now.
Where's Tracy? Where is she?
What's important to know right now is Tracy is alive.
Okay? Your daughter's
sir,
alive.
Sir, she's not in there.
Where? She's not in there.
I promise you, we will find her, and she's going to be fine.
No. Did I do the right thing by coming here?
Yes, you did the right thing.
Please, sit down. Is that my bag?
Tell us something good, Reed.
We have Jane.
That's good news.
Not entirely.
Frank hasn't hurt anyone, has he?
He wouldn't do that.
Not while he has me.
He doesn't have you. We do.
He came after Agent Gideon.
Why did you leave, Frank? What changed?
He did. Frank changed. He changed just like Agent Gideon said. And he was so angry with Agent Gideon because he knows Frank better than anyone else, and Frank knows that too.
Frank wants Agent Gideon to stop him, doesn't he?
Well, if anyone can, Agent Gideon can.
Not without you, Jane.
What do you mean?
Consider the three factors that determine behavior. Biopsychosocial.
Sir?
First, biology. Genetics gave him the predisposition. Add to that the second factor, psychology. Clearly a psychopath.
Okay.
Has to filter through what he experiences, his environment. Finally, socialization, life experiences. Like all of us, he's a complicated manifestation of all three.
So you put that all together and...
Think of Frank as a living murder weapon. His genetics load the gun, his psychology aims it. Environment pulls the trigger. That's why his victims are so important. We study them. They reflect back on him.
Okay, he killed mostly women. Since he used a trailer, their occupations, locations, and ages are all over the place.
Plot out the ages.
He killed 43 in their 50s, 51 in their 40s, 64 in their 30s, and 12 in their 20s.
12?
Is that odd?
Accident tells us the number of victims should rise as the age falls. So it's a break from pattern. Why?
He wasn't attracted to them. No, that doesn't make any sense because he doesn't feel attraction or love.
No. You're onto something.
That's great. I don't know what.
What was the only victim he didn't kill?
Jane. She was 22 when Frank first abducted her.
And through the years, he kept on coming back. Kept visiting her, bringing her gifts. Making sure she was okay. Mother protects her children. In Frank's case, it was vice versa.
He didn't kill Jane because he sees her as his mother.
Tell me about Frank. Where's he from?
Manhattan.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure. He talked about it all the time. He told me where he lived and how he grew up. Everything. He wanted me to know everything.
Did he ever say where in Manhattan?
He lived with his mother. She was German. Breitkopf. Mary Breitkopf. And Frank never knew his father.
So he uses his mother's name?
Mm-hmm. And she would take him every Sunday to the fair on Long Island. He talked about her constantly. And they would have dinner parties. And Frank would dress up and he would be the barman and then he would serve all the guests. Cocktails.
When you were with Frank, did he ever hurt anyone else?
Being on the run can be very romantic, you know.
Did Frank try to kill anyone else?
Is it wrong?
Is what wrong?
Loving Frank?
You don't choose who you fall in love with.
Maybe you thought you could change him. And you did too for a time.
Yes.
Until the desire to kill overwhelmed him. And you saw that, didn't you, Jane? You saw it in him.
Yes.
Who did he try to kill?
Me. But he stopped himself. We had an argument. And I screamed at him, and I said that Gideon was right, and he became so angry, and I had to run here, but as long as he's trying to find me, he won't kill again.
He has already.
And he's not going to stop until he gets you back.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Got it. Thanks, Hodge. Mother's name is Mary Breitkopf from Manhattan.
Right. The diner.
handsome. Honey?
Mind if I sit here?
Please.
He's obsessed with facts.
Recent record lows have sent desert floor temperatures plummeting into single digits.
Said something about Manhattan.
1.5 million people inhabit Manhattan. Did you know that? I read about a woman whose body...
Body found in an apartment on Upper East Side. What was the only thing he said that genuinely seemed to move him? He's talking about his mother.
Mary Breitkopf.
Says parents named him Frank.
I'm Frank. Germanic. Third century.
Derived from
a type of spear. I wonder what
aspirations did my parents have for me. German mother probably immigrated to this country in the 50s. If he likens Jane to his mother...
Then she must have been in her late teens when she arrived in Manhattan. Got three Mary Breitkopfs living in the Upper East Side during the 50s and 60s.
Jane said she was a lawyer.
No lawyers here. A 52-year-old Mary Louise Breitkopf, she died of cancer in 1973. Taylor's assistant, Mary Breitkopf, a nurse, she killed in a traffic accident. Mary Breitkopf, wow.
What?
This Mary Breitkopf was arrested 63 times.
What for?
Solicitation. She was a hooker.
She deceased.
No death certificate. She's alive and living in Manhattan.
Search for a story involving a woman found dead in her apartment, dead for over a year, Upper East Side, Manhattan.
Zip, nothing.
So it never happened. Frank's been hiding her existence from everyone. Why?
Yeah.
Garcia, get me Jason and I have someone who wants to talk to him.
It's for you.
Yeah.
Jason?
Who's this?
It's Tracy Bell.
Go ahead, Tracy.
It's okay.
Please, Mr. Gideon. You saved me once. Don't you remember?
Of course I remember you. How could I ever forget you?
Tracy, everything's gonna be all right.
I'm scared. I want my mommy.
Jason.
You son of a bitch. I swear to you, I will find you. And I will stop you.
Shh, Jason. I chose the station because I know how much you love trains. I saw the toys in your apartment.
I can't trace the call. It wasn't long enough. And even if it was, I couldn't. I can't triangulate it. What do you want me to do? Talk to me. Please tell me what I can...
Call out. Read that to him. He'll know what to do.
What are you gonna do?
End this.
Eyes on the target?
Nothing.
Did Gideon say where he was going?
He'll be here.
In what capacity?
What's that supposed to mean?
As an agent or an executioner?
12 o'clock, platform 11, target. Target East Side. I have eyes on the target. I have a clear shot.
More. We're about to find out. Hold your fire. I repeat, hold your fire. There's civilians on the platform.
Let's go! Go! Back up! All of you, back up! We need you out of here!
Right this way.
Okay. No matter what happens this time, we don't split up. Clear?
Crystal clear.
Clear the platform. Please move in an orderly fashion and follow
directions. Agent Hotchner, we haven't had the pleasure of a formal meeting.
Where's Tracy Bell?
Do you have something for me?
No, I don't.
and you'll never see her again.
Go ahead and bring her in.
Jane, where's Tracy, Frank?
Wait here.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you think I wouldn't come looking for you?
You killed two innocent women.
Without you, I am lost.
Tracy, Frank.
Not until we're safely away.
Stop it, Frank. I'm not coming.
It's you and me. Forever.
I can't go with you.
I will never be taken by these people. And without you, I will not stop. Not ever.
Sarah was a doctor. She was a mother of three boys.
Hello, Jason.
She worked and ran a treatment center for patients with terminal cancer.
You know the Berger's term twitching, Jason.
She dedicated her life to easing the pain of others.
The pursuit of a previously located rare bird.
It took the lives of hundreds. All because your mother was a whore?
Mary Louise Breitkopf, single mother, German immigrant, lived on the Upper East Side of Manhattan.
She gave birth to her only son, Frank Breitkopf, a bright but ultimately strange boy. A boy that only a mother could love. His needs were such that even the three jobs she worked didn't provide for this special child. A child she wouldn't let out into the world. And when she turned to the world's oldest profession, the boy witnessed every terrible visitation.
You're not a rare bird, Frank. Nothing special about you. Common, pedestrian, boring.
Jane, this world, we don't fit in it. No one understands what we are.
Jane, he sees you as his mother. Nothing more, nothing less.
Have you ever been happier than when you've been with me?
Never.
Didn't we have fun?
Jane.
So much.
Come with me now. It doesn't have to end here.
Jane.
I love you.
I love you too.
Second. Here he is. It's for you.
Hello?
Agent Gideon?
Tracy.
I just wanted to call and thank you. Thank you.
Once again, the team had battled a monster and won.
The future of the BAU is not in the balance here. The residual impact as a result of the investigations into the crimes and criminals you pursue is. Every cause has its effect.
I think I don't know that.
I believe you are no longer effective in your post.
The modern furniture. Strategically placed magazines, the framed diplomas, the art on the wall are all in conflict with your family photos. You have three children, but you favor the middle one, your son.
What do you think you're doing?
Of course, you love all your children, but not like your son.
That's enough.
The bonsai you obsessively nurture is to compensate for feelings of failure as a
mother. Agent Hochner, I said that is enough. My position is not in question here. As your superior, I am questioning your ability to lead your team.
My team? Let me tell you about my team. Agent Morgan fought to protect his identity from the very people who could save him. Why? Because trust has to be earned, and there are very few people he truly trusts. Reed's intellect is a shield which protects him from his emotions, and at the moment his shield is under repair.
Prentice overcompensates because she doesn't yet feel she's a part of the team. She needn't worry. Every day, Agent Giroux fields dozens of requests for our team, and every night she goes home hoping she's made the right choices. Garcia fills her office with figurines in color to remind herself to smile as the horror fills her screens, and Agent Gideon, in many ways, is damned by his profound knowledge of others, which is why he shares so little of himself, yet he pours his heart into every case we handle. I stand by my actions, and I stand by my team, and if you think that you can find a better person for the job, good luck.
Agent Hotchner.
How do I know you favor your son? I'm good at my job.
I put you in the BAU. I knew how badly you wanted it. Everyone did. You were never exactly shy about letting us know. But there were those who didn't think assigning you to the BAU was a good idea. They thought you were too reckless. I believed in you, however. It's time to pay back the faith I had. Your team is in trouble. They've lost sight of the big picture. I believe they are reckless and at times out of control. It's time for Agent Hotchner's career to come to an end. And if you want to stay in the BAU, Agent Prentice, you're going to help me make that happen.